Catch has spiked again at the Port Moeller test fishery on Tuesday. Another 265 sockeye were caught. That's the largest daily catch since the first peak was detected on June 23rd. The catch at Station 2 was just 23 fish, but the catch at Station 4 was 35 sockeye. The catch at Station 6 was 60 sockeye, and the catch at Station 8 was 98 fish. The catch at Station 10 was 49. Tuesday's fishing effort produced a daily replacement index number of 52. That's the highest daily number since the 52 recorded back on June the 23rd. The daily traditional index number was 106. Fishery scientist Scott Rayburn works for the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute, which runs the Port Moeller test fishery. He's leaving the previous in-season run projection in place with the note that the next 2 days will inform how to interpret the remaining catches at the test fishery. The BBSRI in-season run forecast is 38.3 million. The preseason forecast was 26.58 million. The sockeye run has already topped that mark. The other organization that closely follows the sockeye run to Bristol Bay is the University of Washington's Fisheries Research Institute. On Tuesday, FRI released their final run estimate of the season. The weighted model anticipates that this year's run will top out at over 35.5 million sockeye. That's 6 million fish larger than the organization's preseason forecast that anticipated a run of 29.4 million sockeye. FRI notes that the increase from the earlier in-season estimate of just over 31 million is due to the sustained catches from the Port Moeller test fishery between July the 2nd and the 5th and the inshore catch and escapement through July the 7th. FRI's in-season report includes specific projections for each district in Bristol Bay. Preseason, FRI anticipated that the sockeye run to the Ugashic district would be 2.4 million sockeye. Latest report now anticipates the run will top out at 1.8 million. If that's correct, it means there are around 985,000 sockeye still left in the Ugashic run. FRI's preseason forecast for the Igigik district was 6.9 million sockeye, but the new report puts the predicted run at 7.1 million. That means there could be 864,000 sockeye left in the run to the Igigik district. FRI's preseason forecast for the Naknek-Quijack district was for a sockeye run of 11.9 million, but the new in-season report anticipates the run will top out at 17.3 million. That means there could be upwards of 2 million sockeye left in the run to the Naknek-Quijack district. FRI's preseason forecast for the Nooshigak district was 7.6 million sockeye, but the new report predicts the run will come in at over 8.7 million. That means there could be upwards of 560,000 sockeye still to come to the Nooshigak district. Preseason forecast for the Togiak district was 542,000 sockeye. The new in-season estimate is for a run of 495,000. That means there could be another 397,000 sockeye headed to the Togiak district. In the narrative of the FRI in-season report, the University of Washington researchers note that catch plus escapement data through July the 7th indicates that we've passed the peak in all of the fishing districts except the Ugashic and Togiak districts. Once again, the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute is predicting the sockeye run to Bristol Bay will top out at 38.3 million, while the University of Washington's Fisheries Research Institute anticipates the final run will top out at 35.5 million sockeye. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.